Daf Samech, we are on the last daf of Cheskos Sabatim, last daf of my Masifta, this Chelech. I assume the last daf of the article as well. So bring you new volumes tomorrow.
Wow.
So the Mishnah tells us that the Lo Yiftach, no, we didn't get there, we're still the two dafs on top. Lokach Bayis Bechater Acheres Lo Yiftachenu Lechater Hashutfin. So the Mishnah told us this din, talking about opening up windows and doorways. So the Mishnah told us that a person should not buys a house in a neighboring chatzer, so he cannot open up into a chatzer shutfim. So what exactly is this referring to here? That even though the guy has a certain property in it, so I think what's going on here is, if you have a house in one chatzer, you can't open like a back door up from another chatzer into the chatzer that you're in, because you're opening up now a new doorway. And the Gemara says that my time, what's the reason for this? Because mipnei shemar b'alem es haderach. Now, if you're opening up a new doorway in this chatzah, that even though you have a chelik in, you're now increasing the amount of traffic that's coming through, and that's going to be a problem to your partner. You're not allowed to do that unless you ask permission from them. So then the Gemara says, Eima seifa, el imrota bonus acheder lufnim mi beso, bona aliyah agave beso. So the Mishnah said, if a guy wants, he can't build a new house in front, but if he wants, he could build a room in the back, extension in the back of the house, and then build a second floor above that. So why is that permitted? By you adding, making an extension, another area for you to rent out an apartment there, isn't that going to be increasing traffic and people coming through? So why is that permitted? To which the Gemara answers that Amar Rav Huna, my cheder shechalku b'shnayim. It's not that you make an extension. You put a divider in your house, making it two rooms. But you're not actually increasing the amount of space of on the property. And my aliyah, but aren't you building a second floor? Where it says no, aliyah is a pasai. What's a pasai? So Rashbam goes on to explain, referring to like a low-level binyan, which is next to the house, it's behind the house of some sort. It's not even with the roof. And it's an area to really just to access, the Rashbam says, an access to get to the room, but it's not really an extension where people could live there. It's a very low building.
And he has a high room, and he actually divides it into heights.
So yeah, that's so look what the Rashbam says at the end. It could be. Within, he's building within.
He's not extending the house, but let's say you have an attic, so you just you make an extra floor. So with that,
he just splits his height in half and makes a second level within the structure that exists.
Current structure.
So these cases are not where he's making any extensions. So therefore, it's not considered marba alav the people. And that's what we saw at Rashbam yesterday that told us, because if a guy wants, if I have a house, I have the right to fill my house up with as many people as can fit. Now, even though I'm only a family of seven, I don't have 20 families living here. If I wanted, in theory, I could. So too, I'm allowed to divide my house up internally, making different rooms in order to facilitate other families to live here as well. So that's all in the realm of a heter. But again, to open up a new entranceway, a new building, that's where it's awesome because, again, you're drawing in more traffic. So that's the end of yesterday's Mishnah. So today's new Mishnah tells us on Daf Samech, Lo yiftach adam lechatzer ha-shutvin, Pesach keneged Pesach. Person, you and I are sharing a property. So you have a window, you have a doorway. I'm not allowed to open up my doorway, mamish across from your doorway, where you can see inside each other's houses. The chalom connected chalom as well. A window next to a window, right across from a window, is also prohibited. Hayakatan, if it's small, lo yasen agadav. If it's a small window, I can't make it larger. Echad, if it's one window, lo yasen neshaim. I can't make it two. Aval, what you are allowed to do is, poseach hu l'rishis harabim, pesach connected pesach. Let's say you and I have a house across the street from each other, but there's a huge highway between our two houses. So then we are allowed to have our entranceways open up against each other, because as the Gemara will explain, you have to watch out from the Rishis HaRabim that when your door is open that you're dressed properly. So too you should watch out for me, so I'm allowed to have my Pesach Keneged Pesach. And the same holds true when it comes Chalon Keneged Chalon. My window could be mamish across from your window when there's a Rishis HaRabim that's in between, because you need to cover up and put shades there from the Rabim, let alone me as well. Hayakatan, if it's small, hayosagadav. If it's, again, the area of Rosh Hashanah, I can make a small window into a larger window. And if it's echad, if it's one window, I could be also so shy. I could make it into two windows. So this is the chilik between the Mishnah of a private property versus a public domain between two different houses. So the Gemara wants to know, what's the source for all this? So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Kra, Vahisa Bilam is Enav. We're talking about Parshas Balak, of course, where Bilam is trying to curse Am Yisrael. So Vahisa Bilam is Enav. He lifted his eyes up, Vayar, he saw Klai Yisrael, Shochein Lishvatov, Vatialav Ruach Elokim. Now those words are not in the Pasuk here, at least in the Gemara, but the Tosos writes that these are important. Those are actually the Iker Limud, is from the end of the word, where it says Vatialav Ruach Elokim. So what's Bilam, what do you see? He saw that Klai Yisrael was sitting shochein l'shvatav. They were neighboring as tribes. So ma ra? Ra she'en pischei olayam mechavnin zelazeh. He saw that their entrance ways were not across from each other, and they were slightly off the mark. If you look at the Rashbam, I think he says this. Rashbam says, Vayaris Yisrael shochein, last six narrow lines, ra heyach shochein. He saw how they were camping. And lefikach amar matovu alecha Yaakov v'gomer. Shein pischei olem mechuvanim. They were not mamish across from each other. Umachan Yisrael kechatzar shutvindami. They all live, they all share this property. So that's considered a partnered property. And delohaya rushis rabim ela b'machan ilaviyah. Ah, so Rashbam asks a question. We learn the whole source of Rishis HaRabim from Klai Yisrael walking in the Midbar. So isn't this a case of Rishis HaRabim? So they should be allowed to have their Pesach connected Pesach. He says, no, Rishis HaRabim was only in the area of Leviyah, but this is talking about Machane Yisrael, where it wasn't a Rishis HaRabim, so they were not allowed to have their Pesach connected Pesach, and they were all slightly off from each other, where you couldn't see inside each other's tents. So says the Bilam, now back to the Gemara, Amar Ru'uyin Halalu Shetish Shalem Shechina. This nation, since they have such tznius, so this nation therefore is worthy of having the Shechina b'shor alem. That's what the end of the pasuk means. Says Tosfos, Dichsev Vati Alav Ruach Elokim. They were zocher for the Shechina because they had this idea of tznius. I seem to recall when I learned this many years ago. I think the Rima Gashia, I didn't look this up, uses this Gemara here as a source of Hezek Re'iyah. We had a whole discussion Hezek Ria yesterday. The first parak is all about Hezek Ria. So I think he points to this idea of Hezek Ria is about this, based on the pasuk of Tznius. According to most, Hezek Ria is a din dirabana, and it's not really based on a pasuk, but I think Rima Gash says that here. Okay. Gemara now says the two da'at. Tayak takatan lo yasen agadol. The guy has got a small window, so you can't enlarge the window. So Savar Rami Bar Chama lememar. Rami Bar Chama initially wanted to suggest Bar Dalid Lo Lishavye Bar Tamna. If you have a 4 amos wide doorway, you can't make it into 8 amos doorway. Why? Because Shakal Tamna Bechatzir, you're taking 8 amos in the Chatzir. If you remember from the beginning, we had in the first parak that each doorway a person has in the Chatzir, he gets 4 amos as a doormat, if you will. Now the guy has a larger doorway, so he gets a larger doormat. So that's why you can't go from 4 to 8. Aval bar tarti, the shavi bar arba yishapir dami. A guy has a 2 amos wide doorway to make it into 4 amos wide. You're not really taking anything additional in the property because you always have a minimum of 4 amos, right, even if it's a very small Pesach. So going from 2 to 4 doesn't grant him any additional land, so that should be permitted. So he thought the whole inyan was the how much chelek of the chatzir you're taking away. That's what he thought the whole svar was. But the Gemara says, no, Amr Le Rava. Rava says, you're missing the point. It's not about taking property from the Chatzir. Atzi Amr Le, the guy could say, the Baal Chatzir could say, Amr Le Bepischa Zutra Matzin Latznuye Minach. From a small doorway, I can avoid you looking at me. I know when you're there, when you're not there. You have a small little vision here. But now, Bepischa Rabba, now you opened up your doorway, Lo Matzin Latznuye Minach. You have more vision to see what I'm doing in my property, in my house. Therefore, that's going to cause me more tsar, and you are not allowed to widen that entrance.
A little bit of a... Because they won't change that much. I
mean, the guy's looking through a little hole. He could see just as much
Once your head is out, or your head is... Very
no, but if there's an angle, let's say.
Yeah, right.
It's a different angle. The guy's...
Yeah,
you can
get a little more angle. Right.
So, right. I think that's the idea.
But when we said that you get 4 amos of depth into the chatzer.
And width also, I think, but yeah.
And width, so that was my question. Yeah. In other words, if you have a 4 amos wide doorway, you're getting 4 by 4 into the chatzer. When you have a 2 amos doorway, you would still get 4x4 such that you're not getting any advantage, or you'd only get 2x4?
I think you get the 4, but I don't know if anyone would take it. Yeah, I think you get it either way. Does Rashbam say?
The minimum amount you get, I think, is 4x4, no matter what. Okay. I think so. That's what I think it says here.
And then when you're 8 wide, you get 8x8.
Yes, if you look at the Rashbam 5 wide lines down, Bartarti, he writes, Deshakal nami dal amos bechatzer, kvar arba. You already take 4 amos in it. Kedamer nosin lechol pesach arba amos. So you're wondering, is that 4 amos into it or 4 amos wide as well? Certainly in depth, the question is width as well. So certainly if it's 2x4, then now you're getting 4x4. So it seems that, again, the fact that Rashbam doesn't distinguish, it sounds that you're getting 4x4 regardless. Okay. Fine. The Gemara now says, Echad lo yasena shnayim. If you have one doorway, you shouldn't make it into two. So again, Savarama bar chama lemeimar. He initially wanted to suggest that bar arba lo lishavi trei bani tarti de kashata tamni b'chatzer. So if you have 4 amos, you can't make them to 2 doorways because now you're taking 8. Because, right, if I've got a 1 doorway, I get 4 amos only, 4x4. If I've got two doorways, even though they're each only 2 amos wide, but each doorway warrants a set 4x4. So now I'm taking 8. So take a 4 amos doorway to make into two amos doorways, I'm now taking more of the property away. But aval bar tamri l'shavya b'nei arba'i, arba'i shapir dami. But to take an 8 amos wide door to make into two fours, I'm taking the same amount. Having one large doorway, I'm getting 8x4. Having 2 4 amos, I'm getting 4x4, which of course is the same as 4x8. So there is no difference of me taking property. I'm getting the same. So that should be permitted going from 8 amos to 2 4 amos doorways. But then again, Amalei Rava says you missed the point here. It's not about taking property away. It's about tznius. Because Matzi Amarlei, my neighbor could say to me, from one doorway I could protect myself. But now I gotta watch out to see which of the two doors are being opened now. Now I really have to be careful how I'm walking around in my house. So that's going to be more problematic for me. And you can stop the guy from making his one big doorway into two small doorways.
Seems that even with 8 he only gets 4 in front. It's not 8x8.
It's 4x8, I think.
4x8.
Yeah, it's always 4 in the depth. But the width is the 8. Fine. The Gemara now says 2 dots of al poseach ulur shisarabim pesach kineged pesach. And as we said in the Gemara, if I have my doorway against your doorway right across, if there's a highway passing through, I'm allowed to have my pesach kineged your pesach, because as the Gemara says, damar le sof ha ba'isa asnu mibnei rishisarabim. Because in the end of the day, you need to watch out for the public domain of all the people passing through, let alone me. So therefore, it's permitted to have a pesach kineged Pesach. Gemara now says the new Mishnah. Ein osin chalal tachas v'shisar abim boros shichin ma'aros. You cannot make a little cavity below a highway, which is it could be a pit and any other type of cave. Any cavity would be prohibited. And the reason is because it could cause potential damage. Now, Rashbam points out something interesting here. Rashbam says, the first Rashbam on this Mishnah, it's around halfway down the wide lines, he says, Ein osin chalal tachas v'shisarabim, v'yafag avdim mekaba ole kol hezeka dasi machmasai. The guy says, I'll take any liability. I'll take the full liability if something happens. That's still not permitted. Shein ritzonam shel b'nei adam lizog. No one wants to get damaged and take you to court. V'leir lidin al yeski mamonam. So just because you're taking liability is not going to permit you to build a some type of cavity below the highway. So now this is pretty interesting to me, because I would think this should be more of an isser. If you're posing a potential mazik barabim, that would be more of an isser as opposed to just people not wanting to have to go to Bezdin. Right? There's an isser to create a bore. This is a bore below a highway. But a bore that's mamish exposed, there's an isser to leave a bore uncovered, the pasuk says. That's an isser. So it sounds like here from Rashbam, there is no isser to have something that could be potentially dangerous, but itself isn't a mazik. That would not be aser, because otherwise this Rashbam doesn't make any sense. So it must be it's permitted mikar din to make such a cavity, but because people are not willing to have to go to Bezdin in case there's a damage, we prevent the guy from making such boros below the highway. Okay. Now the Mishnah says, Rabbi Eliezer Matir. Rabbi Eliezer permits a person to make a little tunnels underneath the ground, but so long as Kedeshite Agala Malechas Vetuna avarim. As long as a wagon, a car, a truck could pass over this bridge and carry a bunch of rocks, heavy weights. Now, if that's able to withstand such weights, so then it's permitted. It doesn't say an isser across the board. According to Tanakhama, you can never make tunnels. You can never make highways below other highways because it's halal, seemingly. But according to the Rebbe Lazar, which I assume we pask like, that's how all our traffic patterns work. As long as the highway is strong enough, then you can make little tunnels below other streets. Rashbam
says, you have to cover it still.
Rashbam says, very good. Rashbam says, Rebbe Lazar matir, Ela, shehu kisui chazak, kidei shite agala malechas. As long as you cover up the pit, your little manhole, it's strong enough to cover up, to hold the weight, that's permitted. Why? So Rashbam says, the svar is, the Rebbe Eliezer, azal basar hashe. Right now, poses no damage. Vilo chayish l'shem hayom l'machar yichala kisui yipol. We're not concerned that tomorrow, in a week, the guy is going to remove the manhole cover and it's going to pose a concern. Right now, it's covered and we look at the hashta. As opposed to the Tanakhama, they're concerned down the line. If you build a pit below, you might have to go to that pit and open up the manhole cover and then forget to cover it, and that's going to be a danger down the line. So it's a basa. Do we go basa hashta or basa lasid? Fine.
It seems that
So they say it's aser. So that's a Rashbam. But the question is it an iser or is it just the Chachamim?
Here it says it's clear. Here it says that it's an iser.
If it's a Rashbam, doesn't call it an iser though. So it seems like an iser because people wouldn't want to do it. They created an iser, as opposed to it being an iser deraisa of general bor. Okay, the mission now continues to say, "Ein motzin zizin v'guzat shiros l'rishis harabim." You can't have any beams stick out into rishis harabim. El imratza, if you want, kones l'toch shelo umotzi. If you want to have a little ziz, a little platform to hang things on, so you should move your wall further into your property and have the zizin hang over on your property now that you've moved back onto. But to have it hang over into Rosh Hashanah, a person would not be permitted to do. So the Mishnah says, let's say lokach chatzer uba zizin v'gustaderos harezu b'cheskas. Let's say I buy a property from you, and you have some zizin that are there. Then the fact that those are there and I bought it that way, I have a chazak, I could keep those zizin hanging over. So the Rashbam goes on to explain that I don't need to make a taina. If the original guy who built them, he needs to make a taina that he bought it, or that the reason why the zizin are there is because his property line is earlier, is further here, even though Rosh Hashanah Rabbim are walking below the zizin, that's really my property line. He has to make such a taina. But if it's a guy who bought this field and this wall with the zizin that are already there, that already established a chazak. He doesn't have to go back in time and prove that that property line below the zizin is really his and he was the one who moved the wall back. He already has that chazaka from buying it like that.
But he only has a chazaka to leave the ziz, not to build the whole
Correct. Wall. He can't build anything new. But he bought it as is, and we can assume the zizin that are there were built beheter.
So, right, or not, maybe.
Yeah.
You just assume that he has a chazaka even without heder.
No, because you can't. The Gemara.
Otherwise, he should be able to build the wall because he's proving by that that's his land.
No, but if it's something that's a mazik to the rabbim, so you can't create a chazaka on nezikin. So it has to have been, I think, that was
and
built
guess,
the heder.
I guess he gave up his right to the rabbim not to be able to build the wall because.
He gave the right. What do you mean?
Meaning he. Once he didn't build the wall for such a long time, he cannot anymore build the wall.
I mean, when he moved it in.
Yeah.
So we'll see the Gemara is going to address that point, that the Rabbim are, since they end up using more space,
right,
he gave me more space, now they took it over.
They took it over. Yeah.
So we'll see what happens there. The Gemara now says, Rabbanan held about not building a challah below the streets, because Zimnan de Mafchis v'lavadayte, because sometimes, like Rashbam pointed out to us, a person's going to remove the cover, or if Rashbam really says, because Zimnin dematlia mitocha v'yifchos, it's going to get weaker. The dirt's going to start collapsing below, and people are not going to pay attention to it, and people are going to fall into such a gap. It's going to fall. It's going to have one of those sinkholes. So that's the concern of the Rabbanan. Even though right now it's very strong, over time, if it's not maintained, it could be very dangerous. Then the Gemara quotes in the Mishnah, Ein motzin zuzin the gusastrios, Rabbi Ami Habale Zuzi, the Havi Nafik Lumavoa. Rabbi Ami had a ziz, that was protruding into the mavoi. Mavoi is an alleyway. It's not a Rishus HaRabim, but people public use it, but it doesn't have a din of Rishus HaRabim. V'ahu Gavra, there's another individual, that Nami Havalei Zizi, he also had a Zizi, but his Ziza Hava Mapik L'Rishus HaRabim, it was protruding into the Rishus HaRabim. So we'll read the parentheses, even though normally we don't. Hava Kamak V'Aleh B'nei Rishus HaRabim. The people of Rishus HaRabim start to protest to this individual. You can't have these little things hanging out. It's an eyesore. It's going to be dangerous. You're going to be hanging things, things by fall. You can't have a ziz in the Rishus HaRabim. So Asla Kami the Rabbi Ami. So this individual asks Rabbi Ami, "What's pshat? What do I have to do?"
So
Amrlei says, "Zio coats, cut it down. You have no right. It's Rishus HaRabim." Amrlei, what do you mean, Rabbi Ami? Look in the mirror. V'ham Mar Nami Yislei. Don't you also have a ziz hanging out in an area of Rishus HaRabim? He says, "No. Didi lemuvo mafik." Mine goes out to the area of the alleyway. And B'nai Mavo Machlin, Gavai. The people are mochel. I know the 100 people who share this alleyway. We all share the same area, and they're mochel. No one complained to me. But according to you, Didach, the Rishus HaRabim, yours hangs out in the over the public domain, Mapik, Man Mochel B'Gavach. Who's going to be mochel? There's no one to be mochel. There is no entity of Rishus HaRabim to be mochel. You can't have get everyone to come in, the millions of people, billions of people in the world to be mochel. And therefore, you have to cut down the ziz. Another similar ma'isa, Rabbi Yanai Havalei Ilan Hanotel Rishus HaRabim. He had a tree that was hanging out in over Rishus HaRabim. And Havehau Gavar, the Havalei Nami Ilan Hanotel Rishus HaRabim. There's another individual whose tree, I'm not sure if it's the same guy or not, whose tree was also hanging over into Rishus HaRabim. So also, B'nai Rishus HaRabim Havamakve Alaveh. So they started stopping the individual, not Rav Yanai, but the Hahu Gavra. They said, you can't have a tree hang out in Rishus HaRabim. It's disruptive. It's the branches and leaves are falling down. Whatever the concern was, the roots are ruining the streets. That's what it says, the camels?
Yeah.
So the Rashbam says, Shenofa mazikin the gamma rochvo, the branches are hitting my camels and then the guys riding the camels. Whatever, the tree's disturbing us. So also the comment to Rav Yanai. So he went to Rav Yanai, and Amrlei, he says to him, Zil ha'inna v'talam achar. You know what? Come back to me tomorrow, he says. All right, so the guy comes back tomorrow. But meanwhile, Belila that evening, Shadr katsi lahu didei. So he sent a shliach to go cut it down. Interesting here, he himself didn't cut it down here. He sent the shliach. There's, of course, an inn we've seen a few places that the Tamar Chacham, Reb Yana in this case, doesn't do any mulacha b'farhesia, so there's a din to cut it down. He sent them shliach to cut it down. So then, again, shadr kati lahu didei. So he cut down his own tree. Lemacha the next day, also the kame, that individual hahu gavra came back to Rabbi Yanai. So Amrlei, so what's the psak? What's with my tree? So zil kot, you should cut it down. So Amrlei, so he looks at Rabbi Yanai, he says, Baha mar nami islai, don't you also have a tree that's hanging out, hanging over Rishus HaRabim? Amrlei, so Rabbi Yanai says to hahu gavra, Chazil chazi, go look. Go to my yard. Eat coats didi, coats didach. If mine's cut down, then you must cut down. That's the deal. But ilo coats didi, lo talkitat. So if you find that my tree isn't cut down, then you don't have to cut it down. This is the deal he made. And of course, Rabbi Yanai knew that his tree was cut down. So the Hahu Gavra, he cut down his tree as well. It's a very strange thing. So Rabbi Yanai didn't know the halacha. He made a mistake. So why did Rabbi Yanai leave the tree up there if it was being mazik the rabbim in the first place? He didn't know until this Hahu Gavra came. And he was trying to hide the fact that he had a tree also. They want to, you know, first get rid of his tree. So what was going on here? So the Gemara says, Meikaras Maisavar, Levasof Maisavar. What was Rabbi Yanai's initial thinking during all those years where he had a tree that was hanging over Rishus HaRabim where he allowed it to stay? And then what changed his mind where in the end, that night, he cut it down? So the Gemara says, Meikarasavar, initially he thought, Nichalahu Livnei Rishus HaRabim, Diyasve Betule. Initially, he thought that the Rishus HaRabim appreciated the tree and all the shade. The betule is the lashon sail. But Kevin the chazad the kamaakve. Once he saw people were complaining to Hahu Gavra, so then he realized that they don't really appreciate the shade. They don't want the shade, and therefore he said, now it's aser. So shadr kate. He sent his shliach to cut down the tree. So the Gemara says, so v'leim le zil kutz didach v'hadar akutz didi. So why didn't he tell the guy that first day, you know, cut down your tree, and I'll go cut down my tree? Was he trying to hide the fact that he was trying to cover up the fact that he had a tree also? So Gemara said, no, he wasn't trying to hide anything. Because he wanted to Makayim the Din, we find this halach in a few places in Shas, Mishum de Reish Lakish. Rish Lakish has his din. Damar, he says, based on a pasuk that appears in Tzfania, his koshishu v'koshu, the person should fix, and that means to adorn yourself, like his kashit, to get dressed up and fix yourself. Kashit atmecha, v'charka kashit achim. First fix yourself, and then fix others. Rabbanan felt it was inappropriate for him to tell the Haugavr to cut down his tree if his tree was still standing. So once he realized that there was a din to cut down the trees, because Rosh Hashanah Rabban were being bothered by this, he first needed to kashit atmecha, first fix himself, and then only afterwards could he really tell the Haugavr to cut it down, because otherwise it would be very inconsistent to have such a din. Okay. Gemara now says the two dots. Aval im rata konis latoch shelo moti. The guy really wants to have his ziz hang out to Rosh Hashanah Rabban. He should really rebuild his wall a few inches into his property and then have the ziz hang over in that area, which is his now, but he's now leaving moving the wall back a little bit. So the Gemara says, Ibailu, kanas velo hotzi mahu shiach sivyotzi. Let's say he moves his wall a little bit in, and then he doesn't get around to making a ziz. So now, could he now go ahead and rebuild it? Or now, do we say he's mevater that area, and Rosh Hashanah Rabban have acquired that extra property beyond the wall? So Rabbi Yochanan Amar, kanas emotzi. So a person is kanas emotzi, he moves in, he could still be motzi it, he still has the right to put the ziz in, even though he didn't put the ziz immediately. And Rish Lakish Amar, kanas ein emotzi. If a guy moves his property line in, and the wall in, and he doesn't immediately put up the ziz, he loses that right, and he's mevater all that area, and now becomes subsumed under the ownership of Rosh Hashanah Rabban. That's the machlokas. So Amar Le, Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Tachlifa, Asavr Lecha Lehotzi, I'll explain to you. Lehotzi Choyama Lopligi, the Motzi. Everybody agrees that if the guy moves his wall in, he has every right to be Motzi that property, the Zizin. He can have the Zizin hangover. There's no question about that. Kipligi, the Machlokas is Lehachzir Ksalim Limkomam. Let's say he wants to put the wall back where it was initially. That's the Machlokas here. V'ipcha Itmar, and it was said the opposite way. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Eino Machzir. Rabbi Yochanan says Machmir in this case, that once you position the wall further in your property, you have no right to put it back in the initial place. The Rosh Hashanah Rabban have been koneit, and Rish Lakish Amar Machzir, you have every right to put it back because that's your land. So Rabbi Yochanan Amar Eino Machzir Mishum de Rabbi Huda. Damar Rabbi Huda Meitzer Shehichzik Barabim Asa LeKalkalo. We have the din we saw several places in Baba Kama, that once it is an area that Rosh Hashanah Rabban have been comfortable with using, it's theirs and there's nothing to do about it anymore. So once you move your wall in and Rosh Hashanah Rabban have started using that extra space, you've lost your property. Reish Lakish Amar Machzir. You are allowed to reclaim that property and move your wall back. But honey me, it's only true Hecha Deleka Ravcha. Hacha Ha'ika Ravcha. It's only true when there is no other area. But if there's some extra area space that's permitted, what's he referring to here, though? Look at the Rashbam. Ika Ravcha, kishiyach sek solim, limkomun akat ika ba'kol rochev rishiz rabim, b'sam rishiz rabim ravcha hu, it's okay. Meaning what? If when you put the wall back, there's still plenty of space for the rabim to walk, then that's when you're permitted. But if it was a very narrow area, and you moved it, giving it more space now, and by you closing up, it will be too narrow for them to properly pass through, then even Reish Lakish will agree you've lost your rights to moving your wall back into the initial position.
So it's 16 amos, right?
So it doesn't say that here. That's the halach when it comes. That's when it comes to Shabbos, it's 16
right.
Amos. When it comes to Tumah, it's three people. So different dinim. So he doesn't say what it is here. It doesn't give us a klal. Just space. Article adds 16 amos?
No.
Yeah, so I don't know what the shear is being used here. I don't know if it's subjective for the amount of people passing through or not. It says rather it has to be spacious. Gemara now says the two dots. Loka chatzer ubazizin vigustarios harehi b'chazkalas. If I buy a wall, and the wall happens to come with some of these beams protruding into Rosh Hashanah Rabban, I've acquired the rights to use them. That's part of the chazaka. So Amar Rav Huna Nafla Chazer Bonelso. Let's say the wall falls over, I can rebuild it, and I can even rebuild it with those zizin hanging out. So Gemara says Meisive asks a question. Ein misayadim vein ma kayarin vein ma fichin bizman hazeh. So this price is referring to that if a person builds a house because of the avelus of Churban Beis HaMikdash, so you can't fully plaster the walls and you can't draw these designs, you shouldn't make your house look too pretty. because it's a taking away. We have to remember the Churban Beis Hamikdash. And the Brayse goes on to say, let's say you buy a property that already is nicely painted. So then you could leave it as is. That's fine. That's you. That wasn't your doing. That's the way it was. You buy a new house. You don't need to leave an amma by amma. You could buy it as is. But if it's nafla, if it falls over, it gets destroyed, eino chozer bona. You cannot rebuild it. Shouldn't I say I already grandfathered in the idea, the ability to paint my walls entirely? So we say, no, you can't. You can't be chozer bona. So how come by the case of the Zizin, we say you can be chozer bona, you can rebuild it with the Zizin, but comes to the painting of the house, you cannot be chozer bona. So Gemara answers, Isura shiny. When it comes to Davar Isser, is different. Isura shiny mehezeka, which of course is a fascinating din. When it comes to Avelis, Avelis the Gemara is referring to is as an Isser. Avelis is called Dine Isser, that's why Avelis is in Yardea. So the halacha is it's aser to paint your house fully. So if even though you're grandfathered in, if you start afresh your house, you start all over again, you have to keep the iser. You can't grandfather an iser like that. But when it comes to halachas of a nezek, you can grandfather that in. If you had bought a wall with the zizim and it falls down, you can rebuild it with those zizim, which is fascinating again. Because isn't nezek also the world of iser? It's also iser. So it sounds like from here, there are different types of nezikin. Some nezikin are considered davar iser, other nezikin are not. I guess the point could be, since when you have the zizin, it's not a vaday iser. It's again, it's a safek. It might disturb the Rishis Rabbim, things might fall over, but it's all betar safek. That's not considered iser. As opposed to when a person's mamish mazik a property. You kill the guy's ox, you damage a car, that's an iser.
Right. What thing I think is that in one, he's losing. We're discussing if he's losing the chazaka of having it. But in the case of the seeds, it's nothing to do with his chazaka. He still has a chazaka, but he cannot do it because of a different reason.
Is it because of an iser? But pointing out here is that when it comes to nezikin, that's not being called an iser. Having zizin, that's not called an iser at all. And you're saying it's not iser because the chazaka, the fact that there's a chazaka. Right. Indicates that there was never an Isser in the first place.
Right.
That's the point.
Right.
Okay. Gemara now says, Tanur Rabbanan, the first wide line down. The Braisa says, Lo Yisod Adam Es Beso Besid, a person shouldn't plaster his house with plaster, but Ve'im Ira Bochol, if you mix up with some sand, O Tevin, or some type of straw, then it would be mutter. Then it would be permitted to do this because by mixing up, it's like more of like a whole wheat look to it. You know, the people want the house to be nice white plastered. Once you mix sand, there's something that's sure, it's a little brownish look, you ruin the nice clean finish, and that's permitted, and that wouldn't be considered a violation of the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Eir Bochol Hareze Tarchasid V'Aser. But if it's Teven Mutter, if you mix sand up, he would have thought that was still going to be Aser, because it looks like it strengthens it. It's a bin in Chazak Vatov, says Rashbam. And even though it's a little darker finish, it still strengthens the plaster in the wall. That's more permanent and prohibited. If you use straw, the straw doesn't strengthen it. All it does is weaken the color, the nice white finish that you want, and that would be permitted. That's a way of doing proper plastering of the walls. Tanur Rabbanan, the Braisa tells us now, Kishacharav HaBayis, when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, B'Shni, the second one, Rabbo Perushim B'Yisrael, many great people, people wanted to separate from different Gashmis because they were so saddened by the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. So Shelo Lechol Basar, they wouldn't eat meat. B'Shelo Yilishos Yain, they wouldn't drink wine either. Nitba Lehen Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua wanted to talk to them, he thought it was a little bit extreme. And Amar Lehen, he says to them, B'ni, Mipnei Ma'i Atem Ochlen Basar V'Ein Atem Shosim Yain. Children, tell me, why are you not eating meat? Why are you not drinking wine? And Amrullah, so they said to him, Nechal basa shumimenu makrivin agav mizbeach, v'achsha batal. Should we eat meat that we once were being makriv on the mizbeach and no longer can? Would we nishta yayin drink wine that v'shumanaschin agav mizbeach that was once poured over the mizbeach? V'achsha batal, no longer we have the ability to use it? So Yeshua says to Amrullahem, Imkein, lechem lo nechal, shekfar bitlu m'nachos. So if you're going to really take it to the extreme, well, you shouldn't have bread either. They had brought the menachos. Menachos came from flour. So afshir beperos. So we can still have fruit. So he said, no, you can't have fruit. Peros lo nechal. Shekfar bitlu bikurim. You shouldn't have fruit either because bikurim are no longer brought. So you shouldn't have fruit. So he said, no, afshir beperos acharim. So we'll eat other fruit. Only the bikurim only comes from a shivas ha'minim. We could still eat apples and oranges. So fine, he says, what am I? Maim lo nishta, don't drink water. Shikfar batal nisach hamayim. There's no nisach hamayim, so don't drink water. So that means no bread, no water, no wine, no meat. You guys are going to be living on oranges and apples. So shikfar bitlu. So shasku, they became silent. They realized that Rabbi Yeshua had a good point. And Amar lehen, so he says to them, bini, my children, boi va'omer lechem, go say, then they say to you, shalol l'sa'abel kolikr, efshar. Not to mourn is impossible. We have to mourn something because the base of Mikdash is destroyed. Nigzer gzeira ulisabel yosem yidai. To make gzeiras and go too far in the morning, that's also yifshar. We also can't go so far extreme. Shein goes in gzeira al tzibur, elim kein rov tzibur yuchal na'amud ba, unless they could handle it. So dichsiv b'meira atem ne'irim ve'osi atem kovim ha'goy kula. Has to be something that they could, the entire goy could handle. You have to find some middle ground here. Sela kach amru chacham. Chachamim said as follows: Sad adam as base of besid. The guy's going to plaster his house. Mishayer bo davar muat. He should leave a little bit not finished. Kama amr Yosef ama. An ama by ama should be left unfinished, not plastered. That's a small gzera. That's a small gzera, small amount of avails that we could keep. That's not too much for us to handle. Amr of Chista, and so too that Kenegra Pesach Osa Adam Kenegra Pesach. That Amma Ba'amma should be Kenegra Pesach. There's a machlok in the posting where that means. Does it mean where you walk in you see it first? Or does it mean when you're walking out you see it right above the door? That's a machlok. Most soon when you come in, you should be able to see the Amma by Amma. Then it says further, Osa Adam called Sarche Suda, Umeshaya Davar Mu'a. Person should eat a full meal, but always leave a little something over untouched, not eaten. Mahi, what does that mean? Amra papa kasa dahar sana. Some small fried fish, you always leave something over, just as zeichel achurban. O seisha kol tachshita, a woman should do her makeup and get dressed in a very nice way. But mishayares davar muat, she should leave something unfinished. Mahi, what's that thing? So says the Gemara, Amra bas tzada, Amra bas tzada. Shenemar in eshkachei chushlaim tishkach yimini tidbak lishoni lechaki virgomer. So what does it mean, bas tzida? So it sounds like the area of the temples, they would kind of shave and cut the hair in the temples for tznias, or just, I guess, not for tznias, but for the way it looks, that they should not touch and leave it as a zeichel l'churban. What does it mean, maya rosh simchasi, on the head of my, rosh simchasi, the head of my rejoicing? So Amar Rav Yitzchak, ze efer makla shebarosh chasan, the ashes that we put on the head of the chasan under the chuppah. So Amar le Rav Papa, that's why we sing that song. Amalei Papa Le'abaye Heichamon Achla. And where do you place these ashes? B'makom Tefillin. Shenamar Lasum Lavli Tzion Laseis Lem Per Tachas Efer. The pear below the ashes, which the pear is a reference to the Tferes, the reference to Tefillin. The ashes should be placed where the Tefillin is. So in the future, we're going to have the Tefillin going to replace where the ashes are. V'cholam Es Abel Al Yerushalayim Zocha V'roa V'Simchasa Shenamar Simcha Es Yerushalayim. Those who properly mourn the destruction of Yerushalayim and the Beis Hamikdash, those are the ones who are going to merit seeing the rebuilding of the Yerushalayim and the Beis Hamikdash. Gemara now finishes off here. There's actually two interesting tosafos here. I'm not sure I have time to go through them though, but we'll finish the Gemara off and we'll see. Tanya Amar Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha Miyom Shechar Beis Hamikdash Dinhu Shenigzal Atzmenu Shalalecha Basal Olishas Yayin. When the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, we should have stopped eating meat and drinking wine. Ella ein goes in gzeira al tzibor, elam kein rov al tzibor yichol la'amud ba, unless they could really withstand such a gzeira, but we can't, so we didn't make such a gzeira. Umiyom shepashta malchus arusha shegozeres aleinu gzeres rolls v'kashos umavatelas mimenu Torah mitzvos. From the time that the government had such a strong hand on us and stopped us from learning and doing mitzvos, ve'inu manechas osanu likanesh leshvu haben, they wouldn't let us go into a bris mila. Armila Yeshua ben, others say Yeshua ben. They look at the Gemara, Baba Kama refers to either a Pinon ben, or refers to maybe even a Shalom Zachar. Various simchas they didn't let us go into. Din hu shenigzer al tzmenu shelo lisa isha ulaholid banim. We should not have children because since we can't participate in the mitzvah, it's better for us to avoid not having a bris milah. V'nim sezaru shel Avram Avinu kala me'olav, and then Avram's children would just die out on its own. That should have been the gzeira, they say. Ella looks into the reason why we allow people to get married still. The only reason why, says the Gemara, Ella hanach lehem liYisrael mutav, we let Bnei Yisrael do this. Mutav sheyushogigin v'alyu mezedim. Meaning, if we learn this in Gemara now, it sounds like it's an usher. If we lived in a place where they had such a strong gzera, it'd be usher to get married and have children. and better not to share the that halacha, and better for us to be shogin vayu mizidim. That's what the Gemara says. Motion, yeah, tziporin, sure, you have it rather, yeah. That's anyway, the Gemara says, hajin lach, ches kazabatim, that's the end of the parak. Quickly do a quick tosis, just because it's very interesting. Tosis writes, those who want to stay, diwa mascha mayim lo nishta v'chulei shatska, so vim tomer amai lo ahadru d'afshir b'mei peros, what do you mean? Couldn't they use water from the wells? D'psulin l'nisach, you can't use that. There's other water, not all water is roi for the mizbeach, so that you could still drink that water, k'dimashru b'sukkah. The gazer was all that type of not the details, but generally speaking, water. Because the lab hachi, had that not been the case, tiksha the yishu yain mevushel the pasul nisachim. Otherwise, they could still drink wine if wine is cooked. That's pasul mizbeach, so they should have drank that. Listen to this next line of Tosfos. Ein lahakshos, don't ask. Maybe the efshir b'meich tusim v'yain tefuchim. They could have still drank fruit juices. That's the way of living. Apparently, it was so strong they couldn't drink the fruit juices without it being diluted with water. So, water was a necessity for them to drink the fruit juices, apparently. All right. Okay, we'll stop here. Everyone have a wonderful day. And,